Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host Debo Getty, and we're Bark Radio.
Hey, Bark Radio listeners. Well, you know, there are a lot of really good dog people out there, but there's some really bad, bad dog people out there. And Terry was telling me about a local one.
Yeah, just this past week, a former, now former, Richmond sheriff was busted for dog fighting.
Now, how many ways is that wrong?
Yeah, that's probably half a dozen wrong.
Yeah, and what a maroon.
Well, yeah, just blatantly. I mean, you want to trust the cops, and
right.
There's enough, you know, issues you can discuss on issues with dirty cops, but
right.
He's a dirty cop.
Well, yeah, he has 20 pit bulls in his backyard.
Yep.
And has got all the fighting paraphernalia.
Medical
supplies.
Two of
the dogs had to be euthanized right off the bat because they were injured from dog fighting.
Yeah.
Oh, it just makes me crazy.
It's madness. I don't understand. I don't understand that mentality of dog fighting anyway.
Mm-mm.
But this person is supposed to protect and serve the community.
And oh, by the way, his name's David Robinson.
Yeah.
If we didn't say that.
Yeah, and he'll be playing pick up the soap for the next 14 months in prison. So
thank goodness, although he could have gone to prison for way longer. The judge gave him a very light sentence. As Terry so succinctly said, if he were the judge, this boy'd be doing 28 years with no parole possibilities ever. But at least he's going to jail.
He was fired.
And that's fabulous. And I think that a few years ago, he would not have gone to jail. I think in that, we're making some headway.
Yeah.
Not fast enough for us, but anyhow, let's see. The other dogs. This is a really sad part. Out of 20 dogs, 12 of them apparently were euthanized because of quote-unquote aggressive behavior. And, you know, it's hard to know in this situation. I don't know who assessed them, the dogs. Because you know how it is, Terry. A lot of times what you see is fear.
Right.
And it may have just been, well, let's just go ahead and get rid of these ones. They don't seem like good dogs, you know.
Well, based on the news reports and the videos of them taking the dogs out,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure it was fear. Because
mm-hmm.
they had the
loops.
The loop on the mm-hmm. head, and they were lifting it up by the skin of the hindquarters and carrying them out. Mm-hmm. Well, that not only hurts, but that's, you know, they've never experienced anything like that. What do you expect for a reaction?
Right. And so, sadly, you know, maybe some dogs died who should not have. The good news is a small number of them, apparently six of them, are now with a pit bull rescue group here in Richmond.
We don't know who.
No, we don't. And just hopefully those dogs will be able to find new loving homes. Terry and I know personally of a number of wonderful former bait dogs and quote-unquote fighting dogs out there in our world who have gone on to be amazing family pets and sometimes therapy dogs, the whole nine yards. Many times all these dogs need is a chance at a normal life because they've never had one.
Right. Yeah, I think that, you know, given the crime and given the amount of brutality that's going on, you know, 14 months was very lenient.
It was.
You know, although I was concerned because there, before he was sentenced, he could have gotten just home with a tracking collar on his leg, which I'd have been pissed.
Yeah. So at least he's doing jail time.
Yeah.
At least he's going to have to make some financial restitution.
Yeah, apparently many thousands of dollars. So
and when you're out of a job and in jail, that becomes a bit of a challenge. Oh.
Well, they take the house.
Yeah, or whatever else he's got. You know, vehicles, whatever.
Yeah,
There are so many, it seems, ways for dogs to have really sad ends or bad beginnings or whatever. And Terry and I just kind of sit here and shake our heads a lot because we don't get it. Our world is so full of loving dog people. And BSL, if you don't know what it is, it's breed-specific legislation, seems to just be rampant in this country. It's popping up all over the place, right, Terry?
Yeah, that was one thing. Some of it I've had to stop reading because the madness behind it is either personal vendetta or such ignorance that these people shouldn't be elected officials. Most of them should be put in a room so they can just drool on themselves because it's just freaking stupid.
And a lot of it, you said, is small towns.
Small town, yeah. But Pimple, Tennessee, and you know, little tiny towns, and it becomes a vendetta between the, you know, county commissioner or the board or whatever
right.
group that's deciding this.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes actually it's even been the local sheriff and a particular individual.
So they get mad at Joe Schmo because he has something that looks sort of like a pit bull, and that pit bull did something they didn't like.
Doesn't even have to be pit bull.
Oh,
there, the one of the ones where it was a local sheriff with a vendetta, this woman had German Shepherds.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Yeah, so they banned German Shepherds, but nothing else.
Oh, how stupid is that?
Well, it's okay. Stupid, period, but...
Oh, my...
Completely directed at her.
Okay, Dixie and Bella, those are two of our German Shepherd friends. Close your ears, honey, because that just blows my mind. And
yeah.
It is what can happen if the citizens of a particular community don't pay attention.
Right.
Because I think most people with any sense would not want this to happen in their community. But it just sort of goes on behind closed doors, or, you know, people really don't know what's happening until it's a done deal. The law's on the books, and then what does it take to get a law off the books?
It takes a while.
Yeah.
And it's a lawsuit, usually.
Yeah.
The thing that bugs me is I've seen secondhand, and I'll say, you know, through the social media community,
mm-hmm.
people that don't, you know, they see BSL, but they don't do anything because
mm-hmm.
it's not their dog breed.
Right. Wait.
Yeah, wait. So,
it,
you know, the focus right now, and we've said this in a couple of episodes, the focus right now is pit bull-like dogs. That's in quotes. You can't see my hands. But historically, it's been Rottweilers, Dobermans, German Shepherds.
Mm-hmm.
And if one is gone, somebody else has taken that place. And pretty soon, there won't be any dogs left because they're all banned because of potential risk.
Right. It's absolute, as you say, madness, Terry. And I can, you know, whenever we start talking about the people who want these bans describing a dog as a big box-headed dog.
Yeah, brick-like head was one of my favorite ones. What?
That's Murphy, my chocolate lab. Once again, I'll say that, you know, and it is absolute insanity. There's so many things that these folks could do that are worthwhile, and instead they're just putting really stupid laws on the books. So pay attention in your own community. Pay attention
yeah.
to what's going on.
There's a township in New York that just happened this last week, and it was called Rockville. And I don't know if it was Rockville, New York, or if it's like Brooklyn, New York,
right.
sort of a burb outside
mm-hmm.
the city. But they had in secret passed BSL.
Really?
And then it went to have they were able to force a community hearing. They had 100 protesters there, including Rescue Inc.
Oh, cool.
So they suspended it, and they're thinking of going backwards. And Rescue Inc.'s helping them to develop appropriate dog laws, which is, you know, judge the deed, not the breed.
And so if you're a dog advocate and you're having some problems in your town, get in touch with Rescue Inc. The boys will bet you, if they can, they'll help you out.
There's a lot of good folks helping. You know, Best Friends does that too. They won't necessarily travel, but they'll provide you information. So
really? How you can fight it?
How you can fight it. We've put the link up in previous episodes where they've had, you know, here's the cost calculator, which
right.
is a really powerful tool, because, you know, a breed ban sounds really good, and it's also in quotes, to these idiots.
Right.
But to enforce it costs a lot of taxpayer money.
So if you show them the numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd forgotten about that.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
So you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars a year to enforce a breed ban that doesn't work. And that's been proven over and over again. You know, whole countries that previously banned certain breeds, like Italy,
mm-hmm.
removed it because they couldn't afford it. And two, it didn't help any. There's still dog bites happening with different breeds.
Right.
You know, it's got to be about what the dog does.
Oy.
So anyway, I'm on my soapbox.
Oh, but with good reason, and we'll put links up, folks, so you can again check out. I love that calculator thing at Best Friends. It's very cool.
Yep.
And Rescue Inc. too. If you're not familiar with them, they're just some really cool guys with some great ink, and they love dogs, and they take on some hard cases.
They're neat. Check it out. They're
mm-hmm.
You know, just search for Rescue Inc. and it's INK.
Mm-hmm.
Big burly biker tattoo guys and soft spot for animals, man.
Yeah, they're fabulous, and they're on Facebook.
They are on Facebook
yeah.
and on Twitter, and
mm-hmm.
they're
pretty
check
much everywhere.
Out. Yeah, check them out. Cool guys.
Yeah,
maybe we can get them on the show someday.
Ooh, that would be way cool.
We should do that. I'll make a note.
Please do. All right.
Well, I think that's it. That's all I've got.
All right. No BSL, people. It's wrong.
That's right.
Bye.
See ya.